A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
From band Laibach. I'm keyboard player, back vocalist and producer and composer for the band.
I'm Nina Spiller and I do the vocals and synthesizer.
I'm not the leader. This is a leaderless group, you know. We work collectively from the very beginning. I maybe appear as a, you know, a leader because I'm doing lots of communication, but there is no leader in the band. We really collaborate. Seriously, it's not an illusion.
Obviously, I had to meet them later because I wasn't born yet when they started.
By the time I took an interest in music, Laibach were already legendary on the Slovenian music scene, so one could really, I mean, not go past knowing them musically.
Really sure that tonight will be something to remember, because yeah. It always was. Every time we played here was really
we played here many times before, and yeah, usually these shows stick in our heads as special ones.
questioning beast. In the absence of God, we'll play to please. Oceans of people, oceans of souls, oceans of people, oceans of souls.
Works collectively and pretty much anonymously. I mean, some of the original members are not even here, and they maybe work on some other projects and so on. The group works in a, from the very beginning we decided to work collectively, so there is no, if there is, there is a collective leadership, but we accept new people, new collaborators. And if they feel fine in the group, you know, they become a proper members, and that's it. We are very, 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 in that respect, we are very democratic, if you want, but also very flexible.
I found out about them in my teens, early teens, finding about NATO, Capital, Opus Dei, Jesus Christ Superstar. I actually only saw them at one concert. It was a VAT tour in Ljubljana, live. And I saw a couple of shows on TV. And then they called me to collaborate, and I said yes. That was in 2006 or 2007.
Well, for me, okay, the beginning is pretty much similar to Lucas. I really liked Capital record. And that's how I got to, you know about Laibach more after that record, just listening to the older ones and so on. Laibach was also the first band that my parents let me go to the concert when I was, 15, 16. And later on, the first time I worked with them was for a remix of Rammstein's song Ohne Dich. And that was in, 2005 or 4, something like that. And after that, I also did two songs on Folk album as a featured singer. And now I'm, since Folk, a regular touring instrumentalist and vocalist, and on
and
this
record.
From this last record on, also having more and more to do with what we perform.
I started with computer music actually on like the PC, having some primitive programs, trying to put some samples together, and then, of course, a high school band and another band. And I still work with other bands as well.
Yeah, me too. Laibach was not the first band I sang in. I had a band called Melodrome, but that was also the only band I ever had beside Laibach.
Thank you.
I don't think that this has much to do with industrial genre as we used it in beginning of 80s, because industrial genre is actually very ambient genre. It works with concrete sounds. It also is in a way copying the concrete sounds, industrial sounds, natural sounds, you know, concrete sounds all around. And I don't think we have much of that in on this album. So from the question of genre, this is not industrial album. I would say it's not. To simplify again, you know, you can't always eat potato like every day. You have to do a bit of a diverse cooking, and this is what Laibach does, but it's still Laibach. Nevertheless, that we maybe are doing sometimes more industrial sound, the other time more electronic or whatever, or symphonic. It doesn't really matter for us. It's only a shell for the content.
Live up. We get to take it in the boat. Steal.
Pretty much wanted to do a kind of poetic manifesto of political party, of the Spectre political party. We have also created a political party together with the launch of the album. International, traditional, classical, informed bureau kind of political party. If I simplify the whole thing, first of all, we don't like the idea of a fan club, which we think it's a kind of degrading, that you have some fans who are just collecting signatures and so on and stamps. So if we already have to have some followers, then we should really organize them into a kind of, a more, let's say, creative organization, which can easily become, a kind of... so to say, international force, political force. Why wouldn't they do something good for, for themselves, for their own country, for their own life and so on, for in the place where they actually live? We can inspire them, we can, help them, other people from around the world can kind of join, support them and so on. So that's, basically a possibility for a really nice international social, political gathering.
Wearing uniforms. I never wore a uniform.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, we wear stage clothing, but it's
I'm wearing a shirt, trousers, and shoes.
Well, I have, like, you know, female high-heeled boots, which is female high-heeled boots. And then, you know, a skirt and a shirt and a tie. I mean, Laibach used to, you know, speak in the language of ideology in order to point out and reflect on certain ideologies, and taking the language of political, like in all the over-identification thing they did. You know, in that times it made sense that they also made some, they made this action, I mean, performance actually, where they actually wore Nazi uniforms once, because apparently for 15 years people have been saying that they are wearing Nazi uniforms.
They were actually, wearing Yugoslav army.
Yeah,
uniforms,
army uniforms.
Which were anti-Nazi uniforms.
Exactly. So once they actually did dress in Nazi uniforms, that was before,
just because
before
everybody was saying you're wearing Nazi uniforms, and they said, okay, let's do it.
Just yeah, but even from that day on, you know, people just, I don't think anybody realized the meaning of these uniforms and changing from Yugoslav army uniforms to English ones to, you know, Western German, Eastern German, so on. But nowadays, since also the language of today's ideology is more, you know,
much more sweet
and appealing, and you know, wrapped in democratic and capitalistic wrapper, these uniforms are more subtle. So they're just plain clothing. I mean, if you see uniforms, that speaks something about your envisionment of today's society.
Thank you.
History, no repent, no surrender, no defense. cut your genes to our collective being. Don't fight against us. Resistance is futile. Resistance is futile. And you will be assimilated with Blitzkrieg.
mga Yarmani.